Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, January 27th, 2015, Black Sabbath bassist 65-year-old Geezer Butler is arrested in California after a bar fight following an argument that escalated into a physical confrontation. Police said he was released after detox and a citation. On this day in 2014, Pete Seeger, the banjo-picking troubadour who introduced generations of Americans to folk music, dies of natural causes at the age of 94. As a member of the Weavers, he recorded such hits as Goodnight Irene and On Top of Old Smokey, and would go on to write If I Had a Hammer, Turn, 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 Where Have All the Flowers Gone, and Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. On this day in 2006, Gene McFadden, R&B vocalist and songwriter, best known as half of the Philly soul team McFadden and Whitehead, dies of cancer at the age of 56. The duo reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1979 with Ain't No Stopping Us Now. On this day in 2002, Brian Wilson plays the first of four sold-out nights at the Royal Festival Hall in London. On this day in 1998, James Brown is charged with possession of marijuana and unlawful use of a firearm after police are called to his South Carolina home. Brown later claimed that the drugs were used to help his eyesight. On this day in 1993, Warner Brothers Records announces that it is releasing rapper Ice-T, real name Tracy Merrow, from his contract due to creative differences. The previous summer, the record company found itself in the midst of a controversy over Ice-T's song Cop Killer. Merrow would go on to co-star for years as a cop in the police drama Law and Order. And on this day, January 27, 1972, the song that received extensive airplay as the music for a Coca-Cola commercial becomes a gold record for what singing group? And what's that song? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, January 27, 1972, a song that became famous through a commercial for Coca-Cola becomes a gold record for a group called the New Seekers. That song is I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. Everybody sing along.